Happy New Year, TGP. It's Monday, January 10th, 2022. This is In the Know. Episode 25, the first one of the new year. I'm excited to kick things off with this. I'm excited about the vision that I shared yesterday moving forward, and I'm excited to talk about that today. So let's just jump right in. Handful of announcements to start off with. January 23rd, that is two Sundays from yesterday. So we're less than 2 weeks out from this, our first Sunday evening service. We're going to meet at 5 p.m. We're still working out all of the details about just exactly how childcare will work and what parts of it we'll have childcare for, but we are going to try to have some form of childcare for this. And we want you to be involved. We want you to be consistent and present and show up for this. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great evening together. January 23rd, 5 p.m. in our sanctuary. One more announcement. January the 30th, baby dedication in the morning service. We forgot to announce this yesterday. We will be announcing it the next couple of weeks. But if you're interested in being part of the baby dedication, you can talk to Catherine Christian about that, and she can give you all of the details, everything you need to know about that. So that will happen in the morning service on January the 30th. February 4th and 5th, as you should already know by now, the Abide Women's Conference is happening in New Orleans at the Baptist Seminary there. I think it's going to be a great time. So make plans to be there, ladies. And then February 20th is going to be the second Sunday evening service, and that's happening at 5 p.m. also. The way that I put those out there is basically that we're going to meet the first Sunday in the 20s of every month, except December. So December 11th, I think, is going to be the one in December. But other than that, if you look at a calendar, the first one that has a 2 in front of it, the first Sunday with a 2 in front of it, that's when we're meeting. Some weeks that's the third Sunday, some weeks that's the fourth. It's just how it worked out in my mind to do it. So that's what we're going to try to do this year. Finally, copies of Gentle and Lowly are still available if you're interested in those. Okay, let's do our Vision Sunday recap. So what I started out with yesterday was a big statement. And I said, we want to be a family of faith devoted to our Lord Jesus, to His Word, to His ordinances, and to one another as we seek to accomplish the shared mission of making Him known among the nations. And as I said, this is as close as I think I've ever gotten to having a response. If you ask me what the church exists for, what it's about, what it does, I think that's about as clear and concise as I can make it. So I'll repeat that one more time. We want to be a family of faith devoted to our Lord Jesus, to His Word, to His ordinances, and to one another as we seek to accomplish the shared mission of making Him known among the nations. In the newsletter, I also have shared a list of the January 9th scriptures, the ones that I used yesterday in Vision Sunday. If you want to go back and see those, I just have a link that you can click there right under the statement that I just read. So I want to go a little deeper into my rationale for sharing a little bit of what I did yesterday in terms of the five actionable points and why I did that. So Kevin mentioned that we were going to talk about habits, and I may have sort of mentioned it a little bit, or I at least presented the what of here are our points without the why, and you just have to cut some things. And so what I wanted to do today is to give you a little bit of the why behind the what of those 5 points. And then I want to finish by reminding you of those 5 points. But I want to talk a minute about the formative or discipleship value of habits. I'm currently reading a book called Habits of the Household, Practicing the Story of God in Everyday Family Rhythms. It's excellent. His main thesis can be summarized as follows. We are becoming our habits and our children are becoming us. He argues that our habits shape and nudge us in imperceptible ways, either toward or away from the true story of this world. In other words, they play a bigger part in our discipleship than we may have ever thought. So the man that writes this, I think his name is Justin Early. He wants families to be structured in such a way that the parents intentionally develop habits that nudge them and their children toward faith in God, acknowledgement of His Word, and worship of Him. So as an example, he mentions how our first impulse is often to wake up and check our phones, which, unbeknownst to us, wakes us into the reality of either envy and self-consciousness through social media, performance through work emails, or anger and anxiety through news consumption, rather than waking us into the reality that unmerited divine love governs our entire existence and will hold us this day. A habit of reading the Bible and praying before diving into the Word. Oh, let me just go back. I just messed that up. A habit of reading the Bible and praying before diving into the world of the phone will help train your heart to see and treasure this as the most important reality in your life and will relativize those other things. These are the sorts of things Early wants to show his readers and help them change so that they disciple themselves and their families in the things of God, even through their habits. And this is not in the newsletter, just a freebie from the podcast. One of the things that he says is habits actually operate at the level of nearly unconsciousness. So you're not thinking about them, and that's what makes them habits. And so he said it's a lot of work to change your habits, but when you can, they will form you in a particular direction. And so he wants his readers to be be recognizing what our habits are, giving a lot of thought to them, and then instilling new habits so that we're formed and shaped in the correct directions toward the Lord and toward the true story of the whole world. I've thoroughly enjoyed this read so far, and I believe some things in my own life and home will be changing in response to this book. So in much the same way, I hope that the action points I shared yesterday will become habits for our church that will increasingly characterize and shape us. I spent a lot of time last week thinking on how to embody or to realize, like to make real, to realize this vision and not just keep it in this indistinct, nebulous world of ideas and concepts, because you can be too vague and it stays in the realm of ideas and it never gets feet and gets walked out. Like there's no wheels on the road, right? No rubber on the road. You can be too vague and that happens, or I think you can just talk about ideas and never make a connection between here are these ideas that are really good, here are these concepts that we really want to pursue, just saying we want to pursue them is not the same thing as intentionally pursuing them. And so I spent a lot of time thinking, okay, how do we embody these ideas and concepts? How do we make them real? How do we take like baby steps toward making these things be the reality of our church, be the truth about our church when we say this? Maybe even changing that statement I said at the beginning from we want to be a family of faith to we are a family of faith, right? So how do we make that, how do we connect those dots? And so I think that these five actionable steps from yesterday's sermon are the beginnings of that. So for example, maybe our church doesn't feel like a family to you right now, or maybe you don't share that sense of devotion to these people, but maybe if you habitually invest rather than pulling away, over time it will begin to feel so as you have them over and pray with them, and even as, you know, in doing those things, as you tether yourself to their spiritual and physical well-being. So perhaps you don't feel like you get much out of Sunday mornings or life group, or you consider it easier just to stay in the bed or at home. But maybe as you develop the holy habit of showing up, the cumulative effect of self-denial coupled with the work of the Spirit through His Word, His church, and His grace might mean that you come to reap far more than you sow in terms of your investment. I could go on through all of these points, but what I'm asking of you, because our habits shape and form us and disciple us, because of that, I'm asking you to spend this year making these five things holy habits that can shape and form you and your family. If we do these things, we'll be well on our way to making this vision the reality in our church. Finally, I just want to close with those five action points, those five actionable steps. Number one, be consistent and present. Devote your calendar to the Lord. In that, I also announced that we're going to be having 12 evening gatherings this year, one per month. And I mentioned that at the beginning of our time together in this podcast as well. Just plan to be here for those. You can go ahead and mark your calendar out for those. I can give you, if you text me, I'll give you every single date and roughly what we're going to be talking about that night if you want to study in advance and look at it. But be consistent, be present, show up. Number two, read the Bible more days than you don't. Number three, examine yourself and prepare for the Lord's Supper on Saturday evening. Number four, host and pray for one another. We're trying to do this six times this year. And the alternative to that is commit to pray for one family or one individual for the whole year. And number five, commit to pray and share with one lost person this year. So seek the salvation of one lost person this year. So those are the five things that I really believe if we're doing those holy habits, if we're making these things just habitual to our spiritual lives, we're going to be discipled in the right direction. We're going to be discipled into this vision, and it's going to become true in us and of us. So I just pray, and I have prayed that these things will shape us, form us, disciple us. Have a great week. I love you, people.